came up the other day to our shaga. I had a machshava that started me thinking something interesting. The person, I guess, that comes to sit in a bus one time you sit in the bus going home. And very often there's a Hashem, a person is very often that when the dreams that he has when he comes to the Sinus, the basic alignment, the plans that he makes, he goes home with the same dreams. And he was talking about Kriya. Very often, unfortunately, a person comes to the Sinus,
that when a person says,
then he's very chetri yisur. Can you imagine he's very muddy the whole story of Yitzchak, talking about the Heiliger of Simba Yechai, the Baruch Zayah Kavish, and he couldn't help them. But after the Easter said, Einli Chetet al Abach, all of a sudden he was Zayah, and he had a child. And also to have a class, and imagine looking to watch it closely with a stick of figures. First imagine his matchma, why they break it to the Tekida, because it's well good point to that courage. But the Medjid does not say that. The Medjid says, Ma and Bas to the Dom. Now, she under the Bas to the Dom, she can make the Amy Chavis right and tight, she will call Niskidim. It's master that the reason why she was geholfen was because she said these words and really changed the tape on the book. So what is Taka the secret of our tzlacha? Was it Taka the fact that she said, Ainli Chayt the tape? Was it the Pshim Mayachai's tefillah? And what is the Musa Haskell at the Medjah teaching us this lesson of saying these words, Ainli Chayt the tape on the book? I once heard a story of Chaim Shalevitz used to say this over Keseda, and I think this really gives us a parrot to this medrash. Chaim Shalevitz, when he was a young bacha, as he got older, also he stayed there many years. He learned in Grodno, the yeshiva of Shiminska. There was a time that he went to visit the yeshiva of Arvik by his uncle, the Rav Yakin, and he came to the yeshiva once and he asked his uncle, tell me from all this yeshiva of Arvik, which is a great yeshiva, who is the best bacha here? So his uncle, Rav Yaffin, pointed, you see that bacha? He's the biggest bucky. You see that bacha? He's the biggest lamda. That bacha is the biggest amke. That bacha, the biggest, this is, he's the biggest yadin, he has ideas and stuff. So you ask your uncle, but who's the best bacha? Is it the bucky, the yadin, is it the lamdin? So come over, I'll show you. He took him to a corner, he says, you see that bacha? He's the best bach in the heart. So Chaim was very tefillah. Here we have a bachi, an amkin, a yadin, a lamdin. And this bacha, who obviously is not the biggest bachi yadin or a lamdin, and he is the best bach in the heart. So yes, a mekhoi tegodin. He's not the biggest bachi, a lamdin. What is Taki's greatness that he's the best bach in the heart of Geshida? He said, you know what? He's talking about the biggest Lamed, and he's talking about the biggest Bach Kishan. But he's in the Makis. The Makis. And that's why he's the best Bach. And for years of Chaim used to say, okay, he never understood. He's not a Bucky, he's not a Lamedin, he's not the biggest Lamedin, he's not the biggest Charif, but he's in the Makis. And the Makis is better than all the Nihilists. And then when as time went on and this Bach got older, and this Bach gathered with a disciple. And then he realized that his uncle was Taka, very, very right, that he's Taka the best bracha. But not the Baki, and not the Lamdin, and not the Balkishin, but it's the Mavakesh that's the one that's going to vaksay. What is Mavakesh? What is the Maila of Mavakesh that is more chashiv than every other Maila? A Balkshay used to call the Bnei at Bnei Torah Mavakshay Hashem. What is Mavakesh? I want to tell you what I think the title of Mavakish is, and then I think you'll understand the measures very clearly. There's another beautiful medrash. This medrash rather is in Devarim. And Yerucham once said it in Ishmud, and he said that this medrash, without Biurim, without Hesberim, is enough to make a mapech on a person's life. What is this medrash? The pasuk says in Mishlei, Paragraph, Kapitel Vav, Lech Eitzel Namala Otzel. When the melech tells the lazy person, go to the ant. Re'ed rachia v'chacham chakim. Look at the way an ant lives, and you'll become a chacham. What does that mean? You learn from an ant to be a chacham. So the pasuk continues, when the melech, the chacham, Mikol Adam, continues in his lesson. What's the limit of the ant? Asher ein lo katzin. He has no sar, he has no master. Shaiti, he has no policeman, he has no meishel, he has no ruler. And in spite of all this, talking b'kayis lachma, this ant spends its entire life, its summer life, gathering its lechem, its food, agra b'katzim acholah, and it gathers saying, because the season the machala is naifa. This is what the Sayyidina Allah, the Chacham, the Chalabim is telling us, that we too should become Chacham. What makes an end this muska of Chachma that we have to learn from it a lesson? So the Medjish has this cash, the Medjish in Devarim, Perikea, his days. Where's the Medjish? Mara Shleim Alamay de la Otto min an Amala. What did Shleim Mesir teach the Otto from this Namala? What the Medjish Namala do, Eina Chai El Ashisha Chadoshim. The lifespan of an ant is only 6 months. The Chol Machala is entire food, what it eats. Eina El Achitu Mechta, it's only a Achitu Mechta. And still, although an ant lives only 6 months, Eina V'hiyoy Chalas Imachneses V'kayit Kol Mashimaitzi. She spends her entire life collecting all the food that she sees. Chitin, Sahoyin, Vadosin, Vadosin. What the Medjish, what's the Aspilus, if she collects so much food? But the V'lam Ha'yo Isaac came. Why did the Namal do this? If a Namal only lives for 6 months, and it spends its life collecting so much chitin, and it certainly does not need all that chitin, so why does the Namal spend so much kayak and energy collecting this? She'omra, because the Namal, although it understands, it will never end up using that. Shema Yigza Alayak HaBiz Baruch Hu Chayim Yirli Mucham Lechel. Maybe the Eivishter will give me a longer life than 6 months, and I'll have what to eat. Zok the Medjish Amrav Shimba Yechroi, again the Balazoya Kaddish, Maisa Hayiv Amat the Bor Shalosh Shalosh Meyes Kur. They found in the hole of the ant Shalosh Meyes 300 Kur. And if you know Rashi and Chumash and you have a little of a cup in mathematics, you will realize that the ant collects thousands and thousands of chitin. A kur, we know how much a kur is, and if you break down until you get to what a little sickle is, an ant collects thousands and thousands and thousands of chitin. And all it uses in its entire life is a chitin mechza. But the Medjish Afatem, this is what the lesson that Shlaim is telling us to learn from the Namo. Hiskinu lachem mitzvahs min ha'olam hazeh la'olam hazeh. Hey, Rabbi, if only we understood this lesson of this Namal. Hey, Rabbi, if only we took to heart this Noyadik Alimud that this Amal is teaching us. Gevalt, 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 what a different surah we all would have. Oyim v'noyah, how we would look differently if we took to heart the lesson of this Namal. You think about it, the ant has no seichel, and it knows that it will never need any of this chitin, but it realizes the chashivas of a brekola. It realizes the gabbas that every brekola is first a brekola. And how could you waste a brekola? Does haste, you don't waste brekola. So Rabbeisai, Mareva Rabbeisai, how about us? We were also put onto this world to collect brekola. But not some brekola that maybe will come to nuts. We were given to collect brekla, that each one, each crumb, each chita is netach nitzachim. Each mitzvah is something that will come, that will be eternity, that will be netach nitzachim. Isn't that a gewaltige lesson for us? I once said, people say, this belt is a meshugana belt, the crazy world we live in, but I tell you, don't believe it. I tell you, it's not a meshugana belt. It's a belt, it's a neudidike belt, it's a tayra lichtige belt, it's a belt that we were given a black diamond in this world. It's a belt that Chazal tell us, Yofa sha'achat ta'olam hazeh, b'tayra ma'isim, b'tayra ma'isim, ta'idim, yoysa mikol chaya olam haba. And here the Chazal that knew what olam haba meant, but they said, the ganze olam haba, kump mitzut wa sha'achis in olam hazeh. So I tell you, when somebody tells you, oh, he's got a shigging his elf, he's making a mistake. He's making a toys gadol. It's a tighter lichtig of elf. If you do what the Gaon before he was nifter, he started to cry. I'm leaving this elf that for a few pennies we could buy a mitzvah sitter. The Goyen realized that it's not a Meshigin of Elf. The Goyen realized that it's a Lichtige Welt. that every brekala, even a mitzvah of tzitzis, that how many of us ever stopped and thought, I'm wearing tzitzis today. And the fact that I'm wearing tzitzis, how choshev it is that the Goyim cries because he's losing the schutz of mitzvah of tzitzis. Not Talmud Torah Kinega Kulam, but even in mitzvah of tzitzis, the Goyim is saying, he's losing that brekala. And this is why the Goyim cried. And I tell you, if you ask the Goyim, he will tell you this is not a Meshigan Avel. This is a Tayyar Avel. It's a Velt of golden opportunities, unlimited Yecholus. This is what this Velt really is. You ever learn Tanakh? You ever learn Shmuel where the Pesukim describe the life of David HaMelech? David HaMelech, Melech Yisrael, was probably one of the most powerful rulers that lived by Yidden. He ruled over the Yidden and most of the Goyim. David HaMelech had everything that this world had to offer. He had power, he had money, he had covet, he had everything. Ashiris, Nifla, he had everything that this world had to offer. And what was David's feeling about all this? What was David's feeling about a situation in life? What did David appreciate? I'll tell you David HaMelech's words. The pasuk in Tehillim, this is what David typed up his tugan to his leaven. And Rashi typed it, one day spent in Beis HaMedrash and Beis Hashem, even if I have only one day to learn Torah, and tomorrow he will die. That is better milachesh elaf shanim b'machim echad. One day in Beis Hashem is better than 1,000 years in Makom Echad. And you see the diak over here. Ki toiv yoyim b'chatzerecha me'yelef. How would we type the word elef? Toiv yoyim b'chatzerecha me'yelef. So if toiv yoyim echad me'yelef, elef is also yoyim. Where did Rashi get that me'yelef means elef shanim? Because Rashi knew that to say that one day in Beis Hashem is better than 1,000 days out of the Beis Medrash is a bazillion to say. It's a bazillion to say that one day in Beis Medrash is better than 1,000 days outside. So the pasuk had to mean elef shanim, because to say toyei mechad me elef is bechlal no havni, is bechlal no limud. And this is what David's approach was to the whole Olam Hazeh he was offered, to his ashiras, to his covet, to everything, to his power. It's toiv yoyim b'chatzerecha me'yalef. This is what David understood. What sasa anoichi alim vasecha kimoitzei sholorov. This is what David's sholorov was. David understood the chashivas of every brekala, of every bar Torah, of every bar tefillah. David understood the message of the Ramallah, that every brekala counts, because every brekala is netzach nitzachim. And if an ant that's not a bardas spends its life collecting brekala, because maybe you'll have a tayelis. So how much more me that each brekala is not a brekala, but it's a diamond. Each brekala is alpha and zol v'chosef. How much more we should spend our life collecting those crumbs. David realized what it means being in Chatez Beis Hashem. And you think about it, and you can apply this to your lives, you'll have so much tayelet. You come to a Seder, and Seder, limud haTorah is takaway gishmak. But there are sometimes there's a harikich bayayin, and the shvertait, and the person has menias, he has something on his talking about from cup. It's hot, or it's cold, or whatever the Yetzirah presents itself. For the mice of the person feels, today is going to be a shvera day. And then a person, my father, thinks, no, but today I won't learn. I have 120 years ahead of me, I'll learn tomorrow. And then in the Hanami, it's very, very hard. This shvera day, and this mania. And then we have a different person. And then we have the Mavakesh. But the Mavakesh is looking for those Breklach. He's looking for those diamonds. And he says, Gevald! This is a Brekla. This is a Brekla of diamonds. An ant spends its life collecting a Brekla because it realizes maybe. So me, that I'm collecting Netzach Nitzachim, can I waste it? Can I waste not a Brekla, but Netzach Nitzachim? And then he doesn't find anything too hard.
Because when somebody realizes what he's gaining, what he's accomplishing, then nothing is too hard. This is the bracha of the mevakesh, of the one that understands Kitoiv Yoim B'chatoyecha Me'elef Shonim, that what it means the menut in Beis Hashem. And we all know, Merzah Boisai, when we have a rotzon to do something, how easy it becomes. You ever see people go to a chasana, they dance for hours, they're schwitzing, they're thirsty, nobody feels it difficult. They don't find it too hard. You play ball and you get into it, and you play for hours. It doesn't bother us. Why not? Because when you have a rotzon, a number of years ago, we had a Rav Malki, a Simcha. So Bacha told me, he says, you know, watching the boys dancing, I realized what we have in the Gedolei Yisrael. I asked him, what do you mean to say? He says, you know, we're dancing, the talk was late at night, it was a Matzah Shabbos, we were dancing for 2 hours straight, and nobody even begins to yawn, nobody looks tired, nobody's resting. And he says, you know what, if we would use those tzarchas in our learning, only we would vak tzarchas. So I realize why we have the Gedolei Torah, because their rotzen in learning is like these bachim's rotzen in what they enjoy in their dancing. And I told them, you hit the nail on the head, that is the Yisrael of Hatzlacha. When a person has the rotzen, when a person realizes what the brekkah is, oy, nothing is too hard. Oy, nothing is too hard. Because the Chachadal told us, and we all know it, Ein lecha davar ha'ayim b'sneh ha'ratzen. And my rabbi say, think back to what's our real ratzen. Think back to a time we had to start the ratzen. And although we had this shvekah and this menia, but nothing meant anything to us. Because we had the ratzen. And when you have the ratzen, there's no difficult days, there's no menias. And Deutsch Vitiska, this is Atzlacha in every Midah Tova. People come to davening, they find it hard to daven, come to davening in the morning, they're tired, they can't move, can't get out of bed, because the Yamsa getting out of bed, they're an oinus, but that's the kind. But what happens when you have to go away? What happens if you have a rotten or something else? No problem, right? You don't even need an alarm clock, you get up right away. That's the difference between a mevakesh and not a mevakesh. A mevakesh has the ratzon, and when you have the ratzon, you have the yicholus. And this is in every matzav. As you get older, you will see situations. There are difficult situations. There are some menias, but when somebody has the ratzon, when somebody has this chesik of toiv yoim b'chatzoyecha, this is what gets a person through all his matzavim in life. This is the godless of a mevakesh. And I tell you, I have this course I deal with Balabatim, and I tell you, the yisoid of an atzlacha in later life is this yisoid of being a mevakesh. There are some Balabatim that are kiddush Hashem in the leaven. They have tears of panosa, but when they have their seid alinu, when they have their tzvius, so nothing is doicha that tzvius. And this to me is an inspiration, because they are learning the lesson of the namala, that each and every seder so chashuv, and then they don't have problems keeping these seder. And this is the true kiddush Hashem. And this we have to take from them to learn from us. Although Baruch Hashem we have more time, we have more gelegenheit to learn, but it's still the same brekala of diamond. The fact that we have more of it does not mean it's less chashuv. Because look at the namala. The namala has so much, thousands and thousands and thousands more. But the mother realizes that achita is achita. So for us, we have to realize that netzach nitzachim is in fact netzach nitzachim. I once saw the altar from Kelim had an edom, a gevaldige goyin olam. He was a malam mekayme of the altar of Tzihesh Brady, the Chayim Levracha. He once wrote one of his kabbalas, Mishma hazman hayoka mikol paz. To value time that's more chashuv than the greatest diamond. Rabbi Yisai, this is the motto of the mevakesh. The Mevakesh realizes what Chashivas of time is, that each Seder, each davening is an opportunity, is a golden opportunity. And the more we have, the more Netzach Nesachim we have. David HaMelech, he spoke about himself, Achas Do'alti Me'yes Hashem. And what was his next word? Oysa Avakesh. David was in Avakesh. David came to the matzev of Kitoiz Yoyim Bechatorecha Me'yola, because David was the Mevakesh. And if you learn Tanakh, you'll see, very sadly, David's life was a life full of tzaris. David had tzaris after tzaris, internally, externally, from his family, from the goyim, from all around, as you know in Tanakh. David HaMelech in Tilim Samach Tes Posakei once expressed himself, Rabu Misaras Reishi Soin Aichinam. More than the hair that I have on my head, I have tzaris. Soin Aichinam. And Rabbi said, this is not a gudma. This is a pasuk in Torah HaKadoshim Shehillim. And this became a sickle Torah, so it's not a guzma. And we sometimes wonder, David, with all this tzaris, how did David remain the musta of Hasmada? As Chazal tell us, by the hesped of David HaMelech, they spoke about his gewaldig Hasmada. So with David's life of Rabbi Shisaris Reishi Soin Echinam, how did David remain that masmid otzim? I think I can answer it by telling you David's own words. But he himself, I think, gave us the answer. Because a few kapitlech laid in Tehillim, David HaMelech told us the answer. Because David HaMelech wrote, Ki toiv yoyim chatzirecha me'yoleh. Because David realized what every brekkele is. And then although a person might have menias, and might have tirdeis, but when the person has the proper rotzen, then Chazal matziach ein lechadav ha'oimid esnei rotzen. When a person tries, Oysa Avakesh, I am a Mavakesh, I want Dabba Toys. Oyvi se Ephesach Alatirin. Oyvi, a person is Oysa the Siyat of Ishmael. And then, in spite of his Rabbi Cyrus, Raisa Yisrein Aichinim, David remained the Mustar Asmada. Because David lived the life of Mavakesh, of always realizing Ki Toys Yayim Chasirecha Mayala. Chazal tell us, Habola Taya Messiah, I said. And who knows? Who knows the great Ben Messiah Noisa is? I went to a beautiful lesson in the Chayyus Havavis when the Dodei Yishayim, he speaks about in Shah Chesman Nefesh, Terry Gimel, in Chafalis, about the different Chesman Nefesh a person has to make, and he starts off saying, the Yisrael Miyakei La'ozoi U'la'omtei A'yoysin M'masha Yesh B'choltoi. The person has to ask the Eivishter for more than he really could do. U'kishe Yasmid Al, when he increases Al Ve Yamti Lei Habayu B'akashu B'akashoysav V'yisach Lei Shari Yidiyosai V'yichazek Sich Lei V'eivorav Lamei D'mitzvoysav Asho L'mayla Miyacholtoi. A person will be zoicha to more than his koiches, if only he'll be that mevakesh. If only he'll ask the Eivishter, achas do'alti oysa avakesh. And a few more times, two other times in this shtickel, again, the Chayyus Havavos repeats this yesod, and he says that when a person is in mevakesh, then the agia mehem kiyiftach le'elokim sa'hamayla saruchnis, the agia mehem elmasa l'mayla niyachalte. And again, at the end, he repeats it again. Yazreya le'elokim lasis masa hu l'mayla niyachalte. This is the unlimited bracha of the mevakesh, that he zoich it to more than his kaifas. I want to tell you a story that, if you have seichel, you shouldn't believe the story. But the story that Chazon Ish said over, and it's printed, and I'm minding every ois of the story, and I'll tell you of exactly where the Chazon Ish told it. Teyedua of Chaim Volozhin started the first yeshiva, the Volozhin yeshiva, which was the pracht of the yeshiva Shevelt, and after he was nifty, his son, Rabitzel Volozhin, was a malam of Feynman. Rabitzel took an Eidim that wasn't about Kishon. And it's printed, it's recorded in history that the family had tainus on Abitzel. You take an Edom, and let's be honest, this Edom is a Malam Mekoimcha, he was the only child, and he's not cut out for the job. How do you take an Edom that won't be able to fill your shoes? This is the Lashon Chazanish says, and I saw in different places of Torah. Tamimi wrote that his wife, of this younger man's wife, the daughter of Abitzel, used to cry that her craving made fun of her. They all married Choshev people, and she married a Shvacha ben Toya. And once they came to Abitzel, what did you do? The Sechfanayish, you took a malamakim that's not right to where I'm coming from. He says, you know what? Let's wait a while. It came up to Yom Kippur, and they all went past the Rashiv, Abitzel goes to Grisham, Abitzel, and he called over those crowds and he says, come over here. I want to talk to you. You have to have it at least. They stayed on the side. He took them to, after he finished saying the chores of the Gan Tzoylam, he took them to the side room and he opened the door. And they were sitting with Aiden. And he was learning. Abitha says, my Aiden, when are you going to eat after the tiny Yom Kippur? He said, I'm eating it. So he turned to the people and says, now you know why I picked him for an Aiden? And this Aiden sat and learned. And you know who he became? He became the Nesiv. He became the Rashi Kibahag, the Rashiva Velazin, that wrote Svarim on every Mitzrayim Shas. The Hemigdav on Chumash, the Hemigshallah on the Siltis, the Meshavdav on Chuvis, and the different Svarim, the Ramitzad on Shas. The Baisai, what was the Nesiv's Koiches? The Mer Koiches Godel. If he wasn't the biggest Ram, then he wasn't the biggest Ramkin. But you know what his Koich was? You know what his Koich was? Because he was a Mavakish. And he used his time properly. And when somebody's a Mavakish, like the Chayvus HaLevavos tells us, he'll be Zoicha more than his Koich. He'll be Zoicha to Atzlocha Ad and Shir. And that's why he became the Rosh Kibahag. Because maybe he wasn't the biggest Amstin or the biggest Lamdin, but he was a Mavakish. And by a Mavakish, when a person tries, Oysa Mavakish, Avis Dech Vilna Adar, the name case, the ancient to his Aslacha. And believe me, in the few years I was Zeicha to Zeicha of Develt, how I saw by Bachum and Ingolai the amitis of this Chazal, of this Musar. That not the biggest Lamdin, not the biggest Daikin Dafka, but it's the biggest Mevakesh. That somebody that tries Oysa Avakesh, when somebody tries Kitoy Vyay Bechatoyecha, or don't lick the Aslacha. I saw a beautiful verse from Chaim Volozhin at the family of Racha. The Mishnah Novice Perek Hey speaks about the 10 nisim that happened by Vaisenu in the Beis Hamikdash, 15 things that in the course of the Avoida that the Mamish nisim galuyim. Perek of Chaim in Tiyas and Avos in the Ruach HaChaim, the Lashon is very mud. Masora nisim not of Vaisenu would happen to us, but the nisim will all happen in the Avoida to the Beis Hamikdash. So it should have said Nasa the Beis Hamikdash. Why Nasa Labaisenu? Did the Nisan Taka happen for us? Isn't it happen for the Eidishter? Zot Yav Chaim on a Mishnah Terekei, Mishnah Dalid. Avala Inyan who Zot Yav, this is what the Mishnah is teaching us. Ki Kol HaNisim, all the Nisim were Taka Labaisenu. Why? Kidei Laharis Li Yisrael, His Snagot Hashem Yisborach, Ima Odom Basoysen Yisrael Yisborach. The Yavish is showing us the way he says of Mithun. Shehu Mitznaik Ima Yilamayla Mahateva Kimoy Shehoi Beis HaMikdash. Talk to Abchayim, that's the lesson of this Mishnah. When a person tries Oysa Havakesh, he'll be Zoycha to Nisim. When a person has that Yotzayim, why is he going to be Zoycha to Nas Nisim Rabbeinu to us? This is what the Mishnah is teaching us. This Sprach, when a person is in Mavakesh, when a person turns to the Eivishter, Oysa Havakesh, Oy is not chosen by the Eivishter, Oy is not from other Tedim. This is what the Eivishter wants from us. And then he's up the stool like the Chayyim of Levis told us, he's Zoycha L'mayla L'sikha Chayyisa. And I think this is the lesson of that magic that we started out with. Yisrael ha-mechakim le-Yeshua ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chol yoyim. Ayid, vos vil ayid from the Eivishta. Ayid vil learn in a Blat Gemara. He wants to learn a Shver HaTosis. He wants to daven to the Eivishta. He's up to davenin. What's his Eitzah? Yisrael ha-mechakim le-vil from the Eivishta Yeshua. Zayin Yeshua. And what's the Yeshua? What's the Eitzah? Hatzlach in Torah and Tzillah. When Yidden become mevaktim, when Yidden shy in Eili Chayvet Alabach, why these efforts of Halapirim? And this is what the Medrash is teaching us. This is the message of that story. When a Yid is a mevakesh, when a Yid uses the sprach Eili Chayvet Alabach, oh, he's a mensch doicha. Because then he has the aftocha from the Chayvet Alabavos, and from Chaim Belazina, after efforts of Halapirim. And if you think about it, then it's Mabuyik the Gansa Lashon. We ask the Kasha what shot the Chayat to seem like the Bracha was from the Balazoy of Shimei Chay, and then it says the Lashon, Umayim Basa Vedom Al Sha'om of the Basa of Tam Shekha Moisai. And we ask, is it the Bracha or is it really Sha'oma? Now, by side, the Atzoyer of Atzlocha is Take Sha'oma, as a man shaykh, Engli Chayvet Alabach. And of course, it does not mean literally, but it means the person puts his kaychas in. When a yid's attitude, when a yid's tugang to Torah is, oi salvakik, no dos vilakevishta, when a yid's tugang is, toy join the chasayecha, then he's zoicha to the tzlacha, then he's zoicha to the bracha. And that's shot in the Medrash of Zayti, when the Medrash says that Ma'akad is Baruch Hu Poikir, that Ma'akad is Baruch Hu Poikir, that Ma'akad is Baruch Hu Poikir, that Ma'akad is Baruch Hu Poikir. It's a very modern Mitzvushtel, that Zayti Ma'akad is Baruch Hu in the same line. Because the Yemesh is, what's the person's Koyach? What's the person's Yichus by the Yevishta? When a person shrides, Oysay Abaki, when a person talks healthy Yevishta, Eili Chayta Telebach. And this is why I think this Medrash is such a Yechaydus Dikolimit, for us the Yidden and the Fratzenei Torah. A person does all he can, and he uses his time properly. I don't mean fast and shalom to be filled, and to stay up nights without resting and eating. I mean when a person lives the derech, the Torah, he's a masmid, he learns when he has to learn, he sleeps when he has to sleep, he eats when he has to eat, he plays when he has to play. When a person lives with using each beretzela, each of our Torah is chashiv. When a person's life is oisa avakeis, when a person uses every opportunity, I be sef and zechal etirin, I have a person's life at the to the shmaya. And like consistent. See for yourself how endless this word that I'm telling you is. That in every matzah, when a person has that feeling of mevakesh, and nothing will stop him, a person comes to seder, and it's a hot day. Or he has a little batrach with the ball game, something on his head, something bothers him, or whatever it is, the 101 different terusim, a great Sahara, is so kind to produce for us. So what happens? Let's analyze what happens. One doctor says, no, I learned yesterday, I learned this afternoon, I learned tomorrow. So what's one say that of so many Shadarim? And what happens then? That's the very sad ending. Why do we know what happened? And he parted his sight. And then we have El Mavakis. Our tired Mavakis, and what is his attitude? Oy Gival. Another opportunity in Toiv Libi B'Chatzerech, another opportunity in Beis Hashem. Another opportunity of Lishma Hazman Hayakum Mikol Toz. I am being given diamonds in my hands. And then nothing is hard anymore. Because that's where his rutzen is, then that's where the atzlacha licked. And then he won't pater that seder. Because the economic tomorrow is another seder. But each brekula, he learns the lesson of that memala, that each brekula counts. Oy, what a different maskana of both countries. One will pater its side, and one will have gewaldig atzlacha, in spite of all the difficulties. Because he realizes every brekula. The same thing is in davening. Coming to Mincha, I saw already a Rishyan, Rachman al-Islam. Where did it come from? Because it's another davening. Not a brekula, tavasis. And then when a person looks at a davening as another davening, then there's a mocking for Rishyan. But when we have our Taira Lichtig in the Vakish, how are you doing the but Nacha Davening to stand by the Eibishter and Beth Ois Kol Mishalos Levi. Another opportunity to talk pair with Melech Malchay and Lochem. Gevald, how could I waste that? On such a thrill that the Melech said it's better than 1,000 years of gold and of covet and of everything and anything in his Olam Hazeh. because toiv, because toiv sha'achas ba'olam hazeh mikol chayolam haba. And then we see the difference between the mevakesh and the eini mevakesh. The mevakesh becomes the greatest mitzvah, and later the eini mevakesh is not masfiyah. And the same thing is with the shir. A person goes to a shir, no, another shir, but the mevakesh realizes not an opportunity. A mevakesh is living in a world of opportunity. He's living in unlimited potential, that every vartaya is a golden abekala. And this is the yisoid, believe me, I'm older than you and I can tell you, this is the yisoid you could take a gantz leben in every stage of life. And I said before and I say it again, I watch older people, balibatim, and it's a kiddush Hashem, because they're machshev those breklach. And if they're machshev those breklach, how much more we, that we have more chance of these breklach. And when a person takes the lesson of this nemola, then he's zoicha to a life of hatzlacha, and he'll apply it in every situation and in every matzav. The mevakesh is going to find his mevukesh. He'll find what he's looking for, because Chazal told us ein lechadava ha'ayin l'snei ha'rotzen. Because Chazal told us that the nisim and the beis hamidrash were supposed to teach us when a person is in mevakesh, he will find nisim, 10 nisim, nasim avaseinu, to remind us and teach us, when you do yours, when you are oisei avakesh, you'll find the atzlacha. The beginning of every davar Torah, every mitzvah, why is it we see so much chesed and ratzon when we come inside to camp, or to yeshiva, or to any davar Torah? Because then we're all mevakeshim. Then we want to be matzbeich, we want to chazer the gemara we learn, we want to know the shir, we want to have chavim, we want to learn from abayim. And when a person is in mevakesh, then he sees the haslach and he feels the geshmak. When does rifyon start to creep in? When does shvachkeit start to overtake a person? When he forgets the chesivus of each seder, of each davening. And beit v'tishka, those that continue to be matzbeich are the mevakeshim. They are machshiv every brekala. They realize the importance of Torah of every day and every seder and every tefillah. And I is a person zeicha to atzlach in that case. Because when a yid tries eily chedes Torah ba'olam ela atah, when a person turns to the Eidista and says oisa avakesh nor do eish tefillah, then all the doors of atzlach open up for him. Do you ever notice a storekeeper, he works the whole day, he makes a lot of money. Imagine he works the whole week straight, and the cash register is full of money. The end of the week, he goes home, takes the cash register onto the street, opens it, and goes home. A week's work, throws it out. We B'nai Torah sometimes might be very foolish, worse than that storekeeper. Because we don't spend a week, we spend a year learning. We were kind of a mesechta, or part of a mesechta, or even a peric. We were kind of netzach mesachim. And if we're not in the chazit, moyev rabbeisai, the chazal mafteachas, as a leimed vein a zareya, kechayash vein a kaitse, we will not have anything. We will end up like that silly storekeeper who put his week's work levatola. But for us, it might be chalila a year's work. The Eibishter Berachem of Chassadah gave us a Yeshua. He gave us the seichel to come here and to have a seder, kevelach is a night seder, or whatever seder it is, to be kind of that mesichta. And again, he put us in a makom of mevakshim, a makom of people that want to keep what he learned the whole year. And here again, the mevakesh is the mitzvah. He'll use the summer to be kind of that mezichta. Abraham Gitchan Rachel once told me, the Derech Tzachas, of course, why is there Sefer Dvarim to Maror Chazara, as we know, to teach a person how important Chazara is? But we don't have to come onto that but necessarily, because we know when we don't learn, we forget. Here again, a Mevakesh is the one that's the mutzvah. a mevakesh realizes I have to be kind of this matzana. Rav Chatzko zichrono livracha, the mere mashkiach, one says the derech tzachus. The reason magdimin lemitzvahs. So he types the reason make a hakdama when they do a mitzvah. And I think he meant the pasuk of Gedank. What's the hatzlacha? What's the maila of a person when he wants to be matzliach? He has to realize the value of what he's about to do. When a person does something and he thinks he's not really doing anything important, he can never have a hatzlacha. When somebody has gone through to a mitzvah and he does a mitzvah al azaydat mitzvah on slave on ratzon, he won't have that mitzvah. The Zariz is the one that has a hakdama to that mitzvah. I have an opportunity. I have nacha b'rekala. I'm zaycha to speak to a ear to kule Zrizin, to an olam of b'nei Torah that atake emes is Zrizin. And we're standing before a mitzvah gedola. We're standing before a mitzvah, a summer month that spends al tov al avoda in the greatest form of kiddush Hashem. In the months when others are wasting their time, this is a Kulei's reason have chosen to become those grace of B'nai Torah, those Mekatei Hashem. So to us, we certainly have to tell ourselves the reason Magdim and Mitzvah. We have to make a Hagdama. And what should our Hagdama Taka be? To become, to continue to be Mevakshim. To realize the tzchus of being in Chatzos Hashem, that Toiv Yod Chatzorecha. To realize each seder, each shir, each tefillah is a brekla of gold, and each one is high and each one is chasid. And these are younger years, whom hein mifcha hashayim. These are the best years of your life. Uvitul sha'achas mehen, a wasted year, a wasted hour. From the greatest avayas, ma'uvis lo yachol liskan, b'chassar lo yachol imanam, kishmoyel lo'ad lo yoshe. That day, that hour, will never come back. V'sho'achas b'shnei ha'bachris, a year in the bachris ha'yorim, an hour in the bachris ha'yorim, kishana shleima b'shnei tamida, is worth more and has more potential than a year in later, a year in later type of later years. I can tell you from experience how endless this is. How these days, these years, the Gebench, the Yaron, the Bachish, the Yaron, how there's so much, they have so much to offer. How a person could learn Yoimim V'Laila on Daigis, on Tirdis, on Panosa, on Gitzar, Gibbonim, Poshit, Al Torah, Al Avoida, on Kanshum Tirdis. I heard my Rebbe, I could say tens of times, how Bochum have to use their time properly. These are your best years, these are your most productive years. And the Mevakesh has to realize that it's not only years, but it's hours, it's each Seder is a brekla that you're never going to get back. And believe me, if a person wants to Matzliach in life, from today to 120, he has to be that Mevakesh. He has to realize that each Seder and each Tefillah is an opportunity, is a golden gelegenheit. That's the real Baruch Hashem. The Ebenezer tied to the Pasuk in Tehillim Tzadik. The Yedavra Mal says, L'mois Yomeinu Kein Hoida, V'novi Levav Chochma. So to Heilig Ebenezer, what does the Pasuk mean? Kederach Hoidieni Hashem Kitzi. What the Pasuk means is, tell me HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Hashem Hoidah, so the person, the Melech Betzach Medievis, the Rebbein Shlalom, please, Tein Lanu Leiv Ladaf, give us Seichel to realize Lumnos Yomeinu, to count each day, to treasure each day, to value each Seder, to be Machshav each Tefillah. V'atam, why do we realize the importance of time? Why Taka Sheneida Shemispera Ma'at? Our 120 years are very little years. And then if we realize the importance of time, the Navi Bekirvenu Levav Chachma, then we become Chachamim. This is really the message of the Ramallah. And that's what the Ramallah said, Leich Eitel Ramallah, Leich Eitel Ramallah, Bechakeim. Why didn't he say Bitihi Zaris? Because when somebody realizes the Hashivas of Abdrakula, he's the biggest Chacham. And he's the biggest mutlach, because he realizes that each hour in Beis Hashem is a privilege, is a schus that will never come back. And this is really the derech of Ali. This is really the yisoid of a person's really hatzlacha. And what should be the tzugah of the mevakeh? How should he live each day? The eighth, I think, is very simple. When a person wakes up in the morning and he washes Negavasa, besides saying Maidan Ibifanecha, where you say Maidan Ibifanecha Bebishta, that you put me in this world of opportunity. That I was Zeicha Tenecha Altal Bechate Beis Hashem. That I was given the Matana of Zman, which is Yoko Mikol Tod. That I was given Noch an opportunity to collect Noch a Seder, Noch a Bat Gemara, Noch a Shtikul Taisis, and before each Seder, to realize that each Seder is a gem and not to waste its Chavimah. Rabbi Zangzun once said, we find the story of Yosef, where Yosef was posted a Chalom to Paroi. So after he said what's going to happen, so he said you have to put away, we have now the Shnei Asava, the 24 years, and you have to put away now because it's going to come Shnei Rav. It's going to come the hunger years. And he asked, Yosef was only asked to be placed in Chalayim. Why did he give him an Eitzah? To save it, to the Shnei Rav. It wasn't what he was there. So he said a Tayyar Avot then. Yosef was telling a Lima B'dayr. Every person in his life has Yimei Sava. He has plentiful days. He has days, Yom V'Yerochim, Gebench to Teg. He has days that he could sit and learn, and he could daven the way a Ben Torah should daven, to learn the way a Ben Torah should learn. And Yimei Sava, he's young, another day, another year, next year, and 2 years from now. And Yosef was telling us in every person's life is Yimei Sava, and then Rachman was found as Yimei Rav. And lie, that so many people wake up by the Yimei Rav and they say, what happened to the Yimei Sava? Where am I given to Ted? Where are my opportunities? And then he wakes up straight to what I was. Yosef was telling us every person in his life is given with the Yimei Sava. But you have to realize they're limited. And maybe like the Avinash says, Limleif Yemeinu Kein Haidah. To count each day is so chashev. This is the Tzugah Namavakesh that realizes the bracha, the skula of each day. And talking to an heir of Mavakshim, I just tell you one thing, continue to be Mavakshim. Continue to realize the chashivas of each day then. The end of the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Klal Yisrael and he says, Ashecha Yisrael, Liklich Vizdu Yidin. Micha Moicha Am Moshe Bashem. How lucky you are, who is like you? So Rashi talked it so beautifully. Ashecha Yisrael. So Rashi, La'acha Sheporet Lehem HaBrachas. He gave them all the brachas that they really wanted. Now what? Yidin, I gave you all the brachas. Omar Lehem, I gave you the brachas. Ma'al Li Lifay Lechem. Klau. What should I tell you now? You have everything in your hand. You have all the brachas. And this is my message to you, the heir to Kulei Mevakshim. Baruch Hashem, you came with the Tzugang of Mevakshim Hashem. You came to spend the summer in a Makam Kodesh Ma'oid Ma'oid that is so misugal for Hatzlacha. I've heard from so many parents, tens of parents that told me that their children started in these 2 months, maybe more than a whole 10 months in yeshiva. Because the whole Avir, the whole the Chavraya here, is one is mechazik the other. And all I can tell you is what Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, Ashecha Yisrael, Glicklich is each one of you. Micha Moicha, who is like you? Who is Zeicha like you? And if I tell this to you, I can tell you just one thing. Hakol Shalachem. Now everything is in your hands. You have every davar tov that you need to continue your hatzlacha as mevakshei Hashem, as oilem beveis Hashem. keep on realizing the message of this Nemola. That each Bekele, each Seder, each Shir, each Davening is Yikara Mipnim. And then you will certainly continue to be Mevakshim. Chazal tell us a lesson, the Derech Sha'odan Reitze Leilach Malichin Oise. And we hear that, and we think it's a Sheila Lashin, it's a nice chizik, but how far does it really go? If I want something, if I talk on Mevakesh, if I talk Yishai, Oise Avakesh, so how much does my Hatzlacha really be? The Medjus teaches what it means. This Eilach Adava Oimach Meherat, and the Derech Sha'odan Reitze Leilach Malichin Oise. Up the medicine by Yikra, who was once a family, had a father who was a shikha. And he used to drink, and after he was shikha, he used to vote with the chengas, did the zoyin of him, and the children couldn't light it any longer. The father gets shikha, and his mamish, a stick the zoyin. And they declare a heen and declare a hair, and they had an eitzah. They're going to take him while he's a shikha, and they're going to throw him into a big bar. And he'll wake up and I'll say, Vibinach, what am I doing? So they have charata from the whole thing. And I'll stop it. Tachavi threw him in, and they came back 2 hours later when he was supposed to wake up, and they're watching, and they hear he's trechting. Oi, oi, and he realized where he is, and the children say, oh, we have to take him out. Wait, wait, wait. Let him learn his lesson. And after a few minutes later, as they're waiting, a caravan drives by, and two chevra jump out. It seems they were smuggling wine into this without paying taxes, and they realized they're going to be caught. They took the wine, they threw it out, and the barrel rolled, killed the bar where that father was laying, and it hit a rock, and it started dripping out. And they're watching in amazement, and all of a sudden they hear the father screams out, "Ah, murdered it!" And they realize, "Wow, we threw him into the bar." That he should get more wine. Zod and Chazal, that's what the Torah, what Chazal means. If this shikah wanted schnapps, the chol nimei nafshai, if that was his rotzen, the Ezel provided to him. So Rabbeisai thinks, what is our bracha? If we try Oisa Avakesh, but not for Nariskeit, if we try Eini Chavis Alabach, because we want Nachablat Gemara, Nachablat Kumish, Nachadavening, how much more the Derech Sha'odim Meitzel Erech Malichin, I say, how much more Atzlacha will have? And like the Chazanah says, that Atzlacha is Shalei Derech HaTeva. And like the Chaim Volozhin says, that Nasal Abbeisainu to teach you that when a person has a Ratzon, the Eibishter will help him. Rabbeisai, let's continue to shray Oisa Avakesh, to be those Mevakshim, to shray in the Chavit of Abach. And when we continue to shray Oisa Avakesh, we'll be Zoicha to the end of that capital. That after Oisa Avakesh, Sabra Melech said, Shifti Beveis Hashem, Kol Yimei Chayai, Lachzois Benoyam Bashem, Ulevate Beichole, Amin Ramin.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com